This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Things that you had said, but stories come to me when I'm alone in bed. You never call, but I get letters all the time. I see your signature whenever I get out of line. A shocking twist of undecided energy, a mix up all betwixt and apprehensive you and me. You never call, but I hear stories all the time. You never call, but I hear stories all the time. I never knew if I could count on you, but at least I always knew that you'd tell your truth. I could get smart, but it never get used. One that never gets as confused as you. Cream of the crop, no time is lost. My best, it's yours, you'll take the lot. We can exist while I persist. You can be all you can be if you think I would limit it. Even if I gave you everything, you would never be enough. You would never be
program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, and so do I, that even on a lovely Tuesday, it does not matter who the host is. Anyways, today is Tuesday, March the 4th. Of 2025, day 63rd of the year, and only 302 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Yep, at RadioBig.fm is where we hang out on that side of the network. Over here, it's on SafetyFM.com, and we're not even talking about the live podcatchers or talking about anything else that we do. Because if you start taking a look at all that stuff, there is a plethora of places where you can hang out. Live 365, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, the RadioBig.fm app itself, the Safety FM app. And I mean, it gives you options and options. Oh, yeah, and that live podcatcher thing. If you are on Podcatchers 2.0, we are broadcasting live across that thing in real time. So as we are doing this, it is broadcasting there. And by the way, oh, yeah, there's the video component. Besides that, there's a radio component. Besides that, there's a podcasting component. It's just where it is component upon component upon component. So let's talk about this. This show is known as the Rated R Safety Show, hour number one of the Jay Allen in the Morning Show. And we talk a little bit about everything in the multiverse. Yeah, we talk about news. We talk about music. We talk about entertainment. We talk about safety. This one's really more safety in the news. Hour two and three, we talk about more the entertainment side. But just saying. So a lot of stuff going on. If you want to interact with the show, it's simple. Callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. We'll get you moving and grooving. So that's it. That's what we do. We bring in some professional broadcasters. They come in. They hang out. They talk about everything that's going on inside of the world. By the way, I want to mention this. I think it's always kind of funny how things go. You know that at one point we had so many broadcasters that were here, that were doing this show with me, that they were given clip after clip after clip after clip after clip. And people were like, you know, it sounds a little bit like everything else. So we changed it. And then now people are like, oh, where's all the other people? I'm so confused sometimes. I mean, we bring in some still. Alan Edwards is our newest one. Yeah. News with Alan Edwards. I feel like Feature Story News has been here the whole time. Not much has changed there. So why don't we do this? Why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight? That way we can get somewhere quick.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this notable and noteworthy. A bandit in New Jersey targets a very specific breakfast chain. Also, Sean Combs gets locked down, and Blake Lively faces more scrutiny. And we'll talk about that as we get into showbiz. Also, see what your favorite actors like to chow down on McDonald's breakfast. Really? This is a thing? Okay, and casting calls and a roundup of the UK's favorite royales. We'll talk about all that fun stuff that's going on. So let me tell you, when we do our main story, that's our deep dive. It's not always a good dive. It's a deep dive where we talk about everything that's going on. Thematic, not thematic, so on. It's very interesting on how it works. It really is. So, with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we bring in our friends from Feature Story News and let them newscast away with their heart's little desires?
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US President Donald Trump has paused military aid to Ukraine as he seeks to pressure President Volodymyr Zelensky into committing to peace talks. Officials say the US is reviewing its support to ensure it is contributing to a solution. It follows the two leaders' heated clash at the White House last week. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says he's prepared to send British troops to Ukraine to police a peace agreement with Russia. But Matthew Saville, Director of Military Sciences at defence think tank RUSI, says we may never reach that point.
There is the very real possibility that it never gets to the implementation stage, because the way that the US is currently running these negotiations, they're giving what seems, in all honesty, like a lot of latitude to the Russians. And it's entirely possible the Russians simply wouldn't agree to there being Western forces in Ukraine after a ceasefire.
Beijing is vowing to retaliate against fresh US import tariffs set to take effect on Tuesday, saying the Trump administration was trying to shift the blame and bully Beijing over flows of fentanyl. Donald Trump announced he would increase tariffs on Chinese products by an additional 10 percentage points for the second time in 2 months. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
China's Ministry of Commerce said in a statement that Beijing would take countermeasures to safeguard its interests, but did not give details. However, the Global Times newspaper said countermeasures could include taxing U.S. agricultural products. China is the largest market for American agricultural products. It comes as China kicks off its biggest political meetings of the year, as the leadership in Beijing looks to address what Chinese President Xi Jinping has called complex and multifaceted economic challenges. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Taiwanese chipmaker TSMC says it will invest an additional $100 billion in the US, allowing it to significantly expand its production capacity and bring cutting-edge technology to the United States. Tony Waterman reports from Austin.
The money will go towards building two advanced chipmaking facilities in Arizona, adding to the three plants already under construction. Tens of thousands of jobs are expected to be created. President Trump said the investment will allow TSMC to start manufacturing AI and smartphone chips in the U.S. TSMC is the largest chip maker in the world, most of those chips produced in Taiwan. U.S. officials have grown increasingly concerned that if China reclaims the island, the U.S. could lose access to the chips, which power everything from smartphones to cars to AI. Tony Waterman, Texas.
The Vatican says the Pope suffered two episodes of acute respiratory failure on Monday. An update from the Holy See says he remained alert, focused and cooperative as doctors intervened to clear his lungs. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the situation on the ground in Ukraine, where Russia continues to pummel targets all over the country, even as its officials have engaged in early-stage peace negotiations with the Trump administration. On his Truth Social social media platform, the American president insisted it's Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky who envisages war without end. But Luke Harding, Kyiv correspondent for The Guardian, says there is no indication that Russia is interested in lowering the temperature in Ukraine.
The strange thing is, since the US and Russia began these sort of peace talks the bombardment has got worse. I just got back from Odessa in the south, which has been whacked by drones. There was a drone flying over my hotel in Kiev. You hear the kind of the rattle and the boom of Ukrainian anti-aircraft fire. Someone gets killed every night. These are civilians we're talking about, primarily women, kids. You never know where they're going to land. And so here, people are tired of war, but at the same time, I don't think they want to capitulate or sign up to a sort of Russia-friendly, Trump-brokered peace plan.
In Europe, the scramble is underway to rearm and craft a peace plan that will afford Ukraine the security guarantees it needs to enforce any deal with Russia. But there remains little sign that the Trump administration has any desire to offer US military support to back those guarantees up in the face of any Kremlin aggression. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, US President Donald Trump's paused military aid to Ukraine as he seeks to pressure President Volodymyr Zelensky into committing to peace talks. Beijing has vowed to retaliate against fresh US import tariffs set to take effect on Tuesday. Taiwanese chipmaker TSMC says it will invest an additional $100 billion in the US. And the Vatican says the Pope suffered two episodes of acute respiratory failure on Monday. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Yeah, the Rated R Safety Show is apparently what we're called now. The Rated R Safety Show. A lot of stuff going on. Anyway, 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday. Word life. Yeah, if you know the reference, you get it. Okay, so let's get into it real quick. Let's talk about the things that are going on inside of the world. This season's meteorological winter, December the 1st through February the 28th, was the coldest in the United States over a decade. Across the lower 48, the average temperature was 1.1 degree below normal. Let's see, the area of western Kentucky averaged 7 degrees colder than normal. Ironically, despite the deep freeze, two-thirds of the country also saw less snowfall than normal. The first day of spring, according to the calendar, is March the 20th. This is according to what, the Washington Post had to say. So I guess we'll be on the lookout there. Also, Pope Watch, the Vatican announced on Monday that Pope Francis experienced two episodes of acute respiratory insufficiency on Monday. Tests suggest that the Pope is still battling the original bout of pneumonia that the accumulation of gunk. Yeah, it is the word gunk there. And his lungs and his body are fighting off the illness. A promising sign despite the ongoing complications. A rep of the Vatican says the prognosis remained guarded. Guarded. This is according to Vatican News. So we'll see what happens. Seems like a lot of stuff. Let's just not lie here in regards to what's going on. Seriously, think about it for a moment. What else do we got? Blake Lively has been accused of cultural appropriation after L'Oreal ad from 2017, in which she claims that to be part Cherokee resurface. In the ad, the blue-eyed blonde claims to be English, Irish, German, and Cherokee while promoting True Match Foundation. It's giving appropriation. Her great-great-great-great-grandmother twice removed must be Cherokee princess, one person commented, while another added, it literally never ends with her. Lively was previously called out after having her 2012 nuptials with Ryan Reynolds as Boone Hall Plantation in Gardens in South Carolina. Following the backlash, the couple donated millions of dollars to the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund. This is according to the Daily Mail. Is it really? I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand a lot of this stuff with this lady. I mean, it's kind of interesting. I mean, I'm just saying. I know she was on a show. I know that there's been some call-outs about It Ends With Us. I don't know her background. I mean, like, if I told you, based on my ancestry, on what all I am, I think people would be confused in regards of what percentage of what and all this other stuff. Seriously. I mean, I have questions. So if the percentage is there and you say that you are part of, does that mean that you are or you're not? I mean, I get confused here.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Just saying. Anyways, Alanis Morissette is heading to Sin City. The 50-year-old will perform 8 shows at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in her first ever Vegas residency, Alanis Morissette's Las Vegas 2025. The show will run from October the 15th through November the 2nd. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there. Are you a football fan? Well, I got some news for you. The former Dallas Cowboys coach Jimmy Johnson has called it quits on the Herd with Colin Coward. He is retiring after 31 years of broadcasting at Fox Sports. The 81-year-old hosted Fox NFL Sunday pregame show alongside Terry Bradshaw and Howie Long since the premiere back in 1994. The trio were later joined by Michael Strahan and Rob Gronkowski. No word on who will fill in for him. This is according to the New York Post. So there you go. Some more topical information in regards of what we're talking about. So there you go, some stuff. Anyways, Honda has announced that it's moving production of its next popular Civic model to Indiana. Reuters reports that the automaker made the decision as a result of President Trump's tariffs against Mexico, where the plant was originally planned to be built. The first cars that roll off the assembly line will be sometime in 2028 and produce more than 200,000 units a year. A year. That's a lot of units. Just saying. So what do you think? A lot of stuff. Little Honda action in Indiana. We'll see if, the Honda Civic's already pretty popular. Guess you're making it more popular to some extent when you start thinking about it. What else? A 24-year-old New Jersey man has been arrested for burglarizing 14 Dunkin' Donut locations across the country in 2 months span. Mr. Bowman, that's what it is, who hit up the locations overnight, stole more than $18,000 in cash, $140 worth of gift cards, and caused $10,000 in property damage. He also attempted to break into the 15th store, but was unsuccessful. Bowman faces 14 counts of third-degree burglary, 1 count of third-degree attempted burglary, 12 counts of third-degree theft, 2 counts and 2 of third-degree criminal mischief, and 7 counts of fourth-degree criminal mischief. No word whether any donuts were also swiped. This is according to NBC. I'm kind of confused here. You're going to hit up a place, and your choice of places to hit up is a Dunkin' Donuts?
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, take a listen to this one. A man pod of killer whales. A man pod or a small pod of killer whales hunted uncharacteristically close to the shore near Seattle on Sunday, giving spectators a once-in-a-lifetime experience, as one of the enthusiasts described the encounter. Whale watchers often gather to look out at points hoping to spot whale breaks the surface somewhere in the distance, but on Sunday, the whales popped up from just below feet away. One organizer of the local whale-watching community said that it slightly was particularly special because it's even more rare to see whales actively on a hunt. The hunt was successful. Onlookers were able to spot whale snatching a bird and pulling it down below the waves. This is according to AP. Just saying. What else do we got? Okay, listen to this. Do you know who Carl Dean is? Are you familiar with the name? Well, he's died. Dean married singer Dolly Parton in 1966. They shared a very private relationship ever since. A rep for Parton announced the passing on Monday evening. No cause of death was given. He was 82 at the time of his passing. Also, prolific blood donor James Harrison has died. He passed away in his sleep in a nursing home in New South Wales, Australia on February the 17th, according to the recently released statement from his family. Known as the man with the golden arm, Harrison donated blood every 2 weeks from the age of 18 to 81. He held the world record for the most blood plasma donated until 2022 when he was overtaken by a man in the U.S. Harrison's blood contained a rare antibody, anti-D. You know, that's what it's called, anti-D, which is used to make medication given to pregnant mothers whose blood is at risk for attacking their unborn babies. Through his donations, it is believed that he had saved over, you ready for this? 2 million babies. 2 million babies. Here's my thing. I just have some questions. Because normally you can only donate blood once every 8 weeks. So what was it that was so special there that he was able to donate every two? It's interesting because I always like to hear, you know, the reasoning behind it. No doubt there. So some stuff always going on as we are talking. No doubt about that. Okay, so let's get swampy tonight. President Trump addresses Congress. The speech isn't really being branded as a State of the Union, but it can certainly fill the role of one. Worth remembering, the only constitutional prescription for a State of the Union is that the president shall from time to time give the Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend their consideration such measures as the shall judge the necessary and expedient amendments. It doesn't have to be a speech and it doesn't have to be annually. In any case, Trump is expected to make some news of any shift in foreign policy towards Ukraine based on his recent press statement and teases on social media. So we'll see what happens in there. So take a listen to this. Tim Walz says that he's open for running for president in 2028. On Sunday podcast interview, the Democratic Governor of Minnesota said, I feel I can serve. I will, adding that if I think that I could offer something, I would certainly consider running for president. So there you go. Some stuff there. Also, House Speaker Mike Johnson says that making the changes implemented by DOGE will take at least another budget to make it to make law and therefore harder to undo. Johnson is working on getting a budget deal done that can also pass the Senate and signed by the president. The current framework under consideration continue to borrow and spend. Unless a budget deal is signed, the government shuts down in 10 days only. And not really, because Social Security checks will still go out, Medicare payments will still be processed, the military will still be paid, mail will still be delivered, planes will still fly and land, and passengers will be screened and disaster response agencies will land on standby. Trump has every incentive to shut down the government and keep the shutdown until they signed a balanced budget now. Not in a few years, though, not when things are more certain or after midterms now. I mean, I don't know. I keep on reading all kinds of information about what will happen in 15 years if this thing doesn't get evened out.
Duh.
So let's see what ends up happening. That's going to be an important portion there, I would imagine. Okay, so take a listen to this. Stock slid on President Trump's commitment to implement tariffs today. The Dow lost 649 points to close at 43,191. The S&P lost 104 points to close at 5,849. The NASDAQ lost 497 points to close at 18,350. West Texas Intermediate closed at $68 a barrel, and Brent crude closed at $71 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.09 on Monday. Bitcoin tumbled after momentary reprieve, down over 8% and trading around, $86,500 on Monday evening. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $215 million jackpot or $100.9 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, there's the opportunity to do so. Just saying. So let me talk about this one, because I thought that this was interesting yesterday. Let me see if I can find it. That's gonna be the other porción that we need to talk about. So let's see. Okay, so let's talk about this. Are you familiar with Casey Anthony? If the name sounds familiar, there's a reason, but let's talk about it. Casey Anthony is a Florida mother who was acquitted in the death of her daughter, Casey Marie Anthony, and has joined TikTok as a self-proclaimed legal advocate and researcher. In her debut video, announced her plans to start a series centering on legal process, of which she says she has been part of since 2011, when she was on trial for the murder of her daughter. Reactions of her joining the apps were mixed. This is according to the Orlando Sentinel. And it could be worse. Anthony could be doing parenting advice. I mean, I guess that's one way to look at it. But I did see the video yesterday. I was kind of in shock about it. And she does introduce herself. So if you do get a chance, I would say go take a look-see-ooksie, because it's definitely something to look at, I guess. And let me take a look here. Let me see if I could let's see if we can do something here. We'll do some replaying, because you know what else would we be doing if we don't give it to you in real time? How else does the sequence of event actually work? That's going to be the other portion to think about here. So let's do this. Let's unmute for a moment.
We're sweat to death. Okay. Today is Saturday, March 1st, 2025. This is my first of probably many recordings on a series that I'm starting. I am a legal advocate. I am a researcher. I've been in the legal field since 2011. And I feel that it's necessary, if I'm going to continue to operate appropriately as a legal advocate, that I start to advocate for myself and also advocate for my daughter. For those of you who don't know, my name is Casey Anthony. My daughter is Kaylee Anthony. My parents are George and Cindy Anthony. This is not about them. This is not in response to anything that they have said or done. That's not to say that I'm not going to respond at some point to some of the things that they have said and done. The whole point of this is for me to begin to reintroduce myself. I'm doing this both personally for me, but in a professional capacity. Moving forward, the majority of what you will see will be me speaking in a professional capacity. My goal is to continue to help give a voice to people, to give people tools and resources that they can utilize, so they actually know where they can turn to. So with that, please join me on Substack. If you have questions, I will set up an email address where we can correspond directly. Up until this point, that has never happened. And it's only going to be on a limited basis regarding legal issues, legal matters. One of the main reasons that I'm doing this, there are people close to me who have been targeted and attacked recently. There are also people close to me who have had some recent things occur. And when necessary, people needed to step up, myself included. So as a proponent for the LGBTQ community, for our legal community, women's rights, I feel that it's important that I use this platform that was thrust upon me and now look at it as a blessing as opposed to the curse that it has been since 2008. With that, these aren't going to be perfect. They're not going to be edited. Most of the time, they're not going to be short. But I am proverbially standing in the light, embracing this piece, still going to keep my privacy intact, so you will get very comfortable with my car. And I will explain in great detail why it's so important for people to protect their privacy. It's not just important to public figures, it's even more important to private individuals. And with the current climate in our country especially, it's that much more important, which is why I am utilizing the Substack platform. Yes, I am advertising this and publishing this on TikTok, possibly also through other Meta platforms, but my intention is to separate from that and showcase even more why Substack is such an important resource for people to utilize moving forward. Anyway, I appreciate your time and we'll see how this goes.
You know, it's interesting that she decided to do it in her car. Let's just be realistic with that stance. It's going to be interesting in regards once that email opens up on exactly what will take place. Let's not lie about that, because that's going to be an interesting one all around the board. Anyways, we're behind schedule like always, so why don't we just go ahead and get into the main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know, I have to tell you, I love, and I can't even strongly even tell you how much I love social media. And why I say that is because I'm being sarcastic, number one. And number two, it is the amount of assholishness that goes on there. And I will tell you, I am amazed on when somebody sits back and posts on social media on, this is the format of safety that I teach, and it is also known as the best in the world. It is the best thing in the planet. It is the best thing that could ever be taught. It is the best thing that can only be taught by me, the true independent safety person that knows better than anyone else. And you must, yes, you must provide me data to show that your thing is working, because I already have empirical data that shows that everything is perfect. There's two guys out there in particular that love doing this. And they love to talk their, we'll call it, empirical shit on social media. Now, here's the fun part. Both of these individuals, I have invited onto this show. Matter of fact, that's a lie. On the other show. On shows on our network. And amazingly enough, as the invites have occurred, crickets, nothing will be said. No response. It is all of a sudden you got ghosted. And don't worry, if you've ever wondered if I've been ghosted before, I've been ghosted by better looking people. It's okay. But that's the fun part. You have people that are out there that claim that they're so great and have this great information, but they don't ever want to have the discussion. They don't ever want to have the conversation. Bring your quote-unquote empirical data, and what they like to say is the moment that you do not say something along the lines of what they're looking for, it's an emotional response. It's not a response based on science. And what I always find that's interesting is that there's people that will sit there and engage with them online where, you know, that as you are fully aware, nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, has ever been resolved on social media. So I find it interesting that these people are not happy with these concepts. They always claim that their concepts are the best ones. But I guess that means they're the best ones in theory. Now, I will tell you, at one point I felt like there was three people that did the same thing, and one took me up on the offer and had the discussion. And listen, what I always like about discussions is that let's be open-minded enough that if you are going to discuss this stuff, that we discuss it in a platform where I hear you and you hear me. It's not about who could be the loudest, because that's just silly shit. Let's hear what you have to say. And then in return, let's give me professional courtesy, and then I will respond. You don't have to drop out. You don't have to vanish. I look at it from this standpoint. If you ever want this community to grow, if you ever want things to change, guess what you're going to need to do? You're going to have to be able to listen to others. And that becomes an issue for some. It's not that I am the person on the higher ground. It is the person that listens that will have the most knowledge. And I don't know about you, but I can tell you what I have. At the end of the day, I have always looked at this, that what I've always wanted is for people to make it back home. Name it, fillet it, and fry it, whatever you want. Let's just make sure that people are safe in the long run.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital. No doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big. Big.
Okay, here we are, 46 minutes past the top of the hour, hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, this right here is Lost Touch by Joshu. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Yep, even if I gave you everything, it wouldn't be enough. Yeah, some stuff going on right there. We'd like to thank Joshu for allowing us to play Lost Touch here on this glorious Tuesday. No doubt. Okay, so let's get into the move and the groove of the things going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Because that is what we do around here. So let's talk about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And that's about talking about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there'll be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. I always tell people you never know when you're going to need the information, and you might be amazed on how much it can change everything for you. TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. There you go. That's it. That's what I got. That's what I got for you right there. Okay, let's talk about some other stuff that's going on. Sometimes it feels like your kid are driving you crazy, take heart. It turns out that it could quite literally be the opposite. According to a new study dealing with those sleepless nights and stressful situations that come with parenthood, might actually be helping keep your brain young and sharp. UK researchers analyzed that the brain scans for almost 40,000 adults have found that people who had children that showed slower cognitive decline as they age compared to those with fewer or no kids. The lead study author from Reuters, centered at advanced human brain imaging research, said the brain of those with children showed increased functional connectivity as they age. and those with no kids showed the opposite. As a result, it also showed that more children you have, the better the effects. The researchers believe that the expanded friends network and frequent family visits that come with parenting will help create social bonds that benefit cognitive functions. Also, it's likely that having kids makes people more physically attractive and likely to create healthier habits, which also helps the brain. So my kids keep my brain young. Good, because they're aging everywhere else. And that totally explains why my wife is always saying that me and my kids share the same brain. It all makes sense now, I guess, if I kind of look at the whole thing, when you look at the whole scenario. So what do you think here? Do you have children? And if you do, how do you look at the whole thing? Because it's definitely something to think about. This could build some stuff for you. Anyways, let's talk about some things that are a little bit more positive. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's story was submitted by Robert. Over 2,000 years ago, a Roman general wanted to prove to his soldiers that perseverance in combat was more important than strength. He had two horses brought before the men. One was a healthy stallion, the other was an old nag. Then he ordered one of his strongest men to pull the weak horse's tail off. When the soldier failed, the general ordered one of his weakest men in his command to pull the tail off the strongest horse, but to do it one hair at a time. Soon, the horse's tail was gone. What a great lesson. Now, first, I feel sorry for the horse, but I think the message here is to take on any big project a little bit at a time.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. The primary way God reveals himself is through the Scriptures. And any other revelation, be it a dream, a vision, or some other mystical experience, must be judged by the Scriptures. Of course, no single passage of Scripture is a comprehensive revelation of God. To know the truth about God, we must have a composite picture based on the whole of Scripture. When the whole of Scripture is considered, there may appear to be contradictions regarding God's character. However, upon closer examination, they are not contradictions, but complementary traits. For instance, God is both just and merciful, both infinite and intimate, all-powerful, and all-loving. Lord, help us to live in the Word. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Here is the news on the Royce and Our Safety Show.
Negotiations between Israel and Hamas in Cairo have stalled, with no progress on extending the current ceasefire. Joseph Eckerson with the latest.
The initial phase, which paused 15 months of conflict, is set to expire today. This phase facilitated the release of 33 hostages and nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners, along with increased aid to Gaza. Hamas officials expressed disappointment over the lack of advancement.
In northern India, an avalanche struck a highway construction site near Manipur Pass, resulting in the deaths of at least four workers.
Rescue teams have retrieved 50 workers, with efforts ongoing to locate five others still missing. The construction crew, primarily migrant laborers, face challenging conditions due to heavy snowfall and poor visibility. The Himalayan region's susceptibility to such natural disasters has been exacerbated by global warming, Chris Anderson reporting.
Guyana's President Irfan Ali condemned a Venezuelan naval incursion into disputed waters containing an ExxonMobil-operated oil field, Benjamin Wright reports.
Ali announced that Guyana has alerted international allies and lodged a formal protest with Venezuela's ambassador. The incident underscores escalating tensions over the resource-rich area, with the U.S. administration warning of potential consequences for Venezuela.
This is the latest news headlines.
In Maryland, a trench collapse during home renovations in Catonsville led to the deaths of two construction workers.
The incident occurred following the failure of a retaining wall, trapping the workers. Baltimore County Fire Department's rescue efforts involved stabilizing the trench and removing debris, with an investigation into the collapse underway. Kyle Norris reporting.
A Minneapolis man, Abdisattar Ahmed Hassan, has been charged with attempting to join the Islamic State group. Hassan, a naturalized U.S. citizen, allegedly made two unsuccessful attempts to travel to Somalia in December.
FBI investigations revealed his public support for the group through social media and a posted video. His case aligns with a pattern of Minnesotans attempting to join extremist groups in recent years. Kevin Sanders reporting.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer met with President Trump at the White House to discuss securing peace in Ukraine with involvement from Kyiv and European leaders.
President Donald Trump has called for an immediate ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine, cautioning Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky about the potential loss of U.S. support. Trump also announced plans to impose tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China. Additionally, his administration is implementing significant federal agency cuts, prompting legal challenges and concerns about military politicization, Lawrence Keller reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
Oh, yeah, give a flying whatever. There you go. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this day. Back in 2020, Moscow has the warmest winter in nearly 200 years. It was the country's first winter to have an average temperature at or above 32 degrees Fahrenheit, 11.3 degrees above the 1981-2010 average, and it shattered the record held by the winter of 1960 to 61 by 3.5 degrees. When December and January experienced a rare snow drought, officials brought artificial snow for New Year's celebration. That happened back on this date in 2020. We're talking about some birthdays going on today. Kenzo B turns 21, George Pickens 24, Draymond Green 35, Tasman Merchant 38, Mike Greger turns 39, K Mitchell 43, Sam Taylor Johnson 58, Kevin Johnson 59, Dave Pilkey 59 as well, Jason Newsted, formal bassist of Metallica, turned 62. Ray Mancini turned 64. Patricia Hinton turned 67. And Catherine O'Hara turned 71. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's Mardi Gras, National Grammar Day, World Obesity Day, National Hug a GI Day, and Organize Your Home Day. I guess that's some things to look at. If you're looking at some of those things, that is for sure. If you need a rando for today, I have one of those for you. I don't watch TikToks. I watch Instagram reels of TikToks that were popular 2 weeks ago, like an adult. What else? If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What word do you always misspell? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. A poll says that 20% of us do this while brushing our teeth. What is it? Walk around. Walk around is it. That is the answer. So that's it. That's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If you hang out on Safety FM, you'll hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense at all to do what we do around here. So there you go. That's going to sum it up. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. A cloudy day is no match for a sunny disposition. Think about that. It might take you places that you did not expect. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Time is lost. My best is yours. You'll take the life.